Now, the pilots go out on a pilot vessel, and they go out to the ships. They meet the ships out at the GB buoy, which is the entrance to the Houston Ship Channel, and they bring the ships up the Houston Ship Channels to the various docks and ports in Houston. And they'll bring them all the way up to the turning basin for freight and things of that nature. Now, the vessels will come up. They'll get, bunkers, provisions, things of that nature, so that they can then turn around and go to their next port. What is interesting is the dynamics of the Houston Ship Channel. And one of the duties of the Board of Pilot Commissioners is to make sure that it is a safe ship channel. And we are, presently, these are the present dimensions. There are two barge lanes, for one lane for coming into the channel and another lane for exiting the ship channel. And then in the center, you see the ship channel. The channel itself is dredged to about 45 feet, some areas 46 and a half feet. And each lane in and outbound are about 265 feet wide for a total channel width of 530 feet. The channel, the entire channel itself is 1,000 feet. You have these very large vessels coming into the channel. And here is a depiction of a barge and a ship channel down at the below Morgan's Point, where there's about 46 and a half feet of draft for the vessels. Here is a good picture of one of the petrochemical vessels that ply the Houston Ship Channel approaching Barber's Cut, where you have consumer container vessels. They're bringing in tennis shoes, maybe cars, mostly consumer goods. So the port is the stakeholders are, as I said when I started out, the petrochemical carriers and industry, which is a significant part of the ship channel, and then the consumer goods that are coming in. Now, with the recent widening of the Panama Canal, which larger container vessels, there's going to be more and more traffic into the Port of Houston coming in, utilizing Barber's Cut and utilizing the other container facilities in the port. Now, what that does is it creates an issue of who comes in. The vessels are very large, and if you can imagine them having to turn and move around in the ship channel, sometimes because of the length, you can only have one-way traffic. You can only have a vessel of, say, 1,100 feet. You get that size and up above that size, you are going to only have one-way traffic. You can't have two-way traffic because of the way the vessels slide and move around in the ship channel. Unlike cars, when ships turn, they slide in the water. Now, due to the growth of the number of vessels and the size of ships, the Houston pilots lead the world in advanced ship handling techniques. And we have here in the Houston Ship Channel what they call the Texas Chicken. And it was developed in the narrow channels and in order to be able to accommodate the two-way traffic that comes into the Houston Ship Channel. And what you have here is two vessels that are meeting. Now, when the two vessels meet, they create a bow cushion. There is a cushion of water that is created between the vessels, and they start coming toward each other, what we call almost end on or nearly so, so that the bow cushion will start to push them away from each other. And here you see the two vessels starting to be pushed away from each other. And then as they go beside each other and pass each other, they will build up a water, another water dynamic where the vessel that you see to the left, the most vessel to the left, it is creating a trough behind it. And so the vessel that is behind it will fall into that trough. And the two vessels will then safely, you know, have navigated past each other. And if you remember from that past diagram, how close the vessels have to be going through the ship channel. Now, this tells us the growth